Les Blinson. Oh.
How many years ago is this?
Six, seven years ago.
Yes, but you didn't tell them how bad was the accident.
Oh, they had to scrape me off the pavement. It was terrible. But that was the other nice thing, was that how Baba takes care of you. Like, even though I had to go through these terrible things, which really was bad because I was really a mess, you know, like, I can't imagine how bad I was. And even though I had to go through those things, Baba was alive at the time. And I didn't know anybody. I came from Miami. I was a Miami Baba lover, and I didn't know anybody in San Francisco. But the first people I had met, it seemed like they were kind of key people. I met Murshida. I met Don Stevens. I met Rick Chapman and Alan Cohn. Those were the four people I met. And then I had the accident. And then that person who went when I was unconscious, that person who went to see me and couldn't, he went straight to the Murshida and told her, look, there's been an accident, and the Baba lover is in a terrible shape. So the Murshida sent all the Sufis out to visit me. But all of them, she gathered them all together, and she said, look, there's a Baba lover who's just had a terrible accident, and she's a mess. But when you see her, you know, don't be afraid. Think of Baba and visit her. So for 5 months, I had visitors by the dozens, but literally by the dozens. I had Baba pictures up all over the world, flowers, you know, everything all the time. All the Sufis were visiting me. So Baba made it better. Like, even though I had to do all those, you know, things, he made it as good as he could for me.
I remember Rick talking. Like,
Rick vomited when he saw me.
Yeah. Rick, she was so... He went in and he couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle it. What? I was such a mess that Rick...
Excuse me.
I was in the middle of telling something, and he went out of the room.
Said, excuse me.
Yeah, he managed to get out of the room. Yeah. He said, excuse me, and he went outside and puked. And another Sufi fainted right in front of me. She fainted. Dead
cheers. We'll cheer you up.
I didn't know Robert then. I met Robert only much later.
And
died. He dropped his body, as I said. He dropped it there.
And tell them how you took your husband's death when you knew it.
He was a Baba lover.
My husband was a Baba lover, yes. Very good, very loving person. Really, he was really good. And they didn't want to tell me that he had died because they thought I would give up living, which, I don't know, might have been true. I was so weak then. But the colored cleaning lady made a mistake when she was cleaning. They weren't supposed to tell me, you see. But the cleaning lady came in.
What have they been telling you?
David, well, you know, when you come out of a coma, you're really stupid. Like, if I was in my normal, intelligent state of mind, like, I would have taken one look at myself there, you know, in a total mess of plastered body suit on and everything. I would have said, hey, you ride a motorcycle? You must have had an accident. But I didn't. I was too stupid. You know, I just thought, oh, and I kept telling the nurse, would you tell my husband that I'm here, please?
Come on, Patty, please. Come on, Patty. Well,
go ahead and finish that.
All right, well, finally the colored cleaning lady came in, and she said, my mother was standing there, and she said, you were in an accident, eh? I said, yes. She said, motorcycle? I said, yes. She said, what happened to the... She said, was you driving? I said, no, I wasn't driving. She said, what happened to the driver? And then I looked at my mother, and I said, what did happen to the driver?
Yeah.
No, I never thought of it. Never entered my mind. And then I cried for about 5 minutes, and then I realized...
Yes.
Then I realized that Baba said it's only out of selfishness that we cry when people die.
We were just cooking food for him, sweeping his floor and making his bed, and being with him, reading to him, talking to him, serving him in a small way, maybe. But it's been nice to hear about, you know, as Baba says, where the lantern is, you know, when you place a lantern, hurricane lantern, very near to the lantern, very first thing there's a shadow, those very near to the lantern, but the light spread out, so it's like that, you know. So we've been near Baba, we didn't have any experience or any such, you know, we were near Baba, like serving him, getting home, house for him, massaging his feet, and yes.
Everything you learned in the home, I guess.
Yes, there are many other experiences. Like this American person who came, we all know the story, he just fought. Yes. In summer, it's not comfortable. It keeps you too warm. very holy to gather, you know, put together around your tummy, and it's all warm here and the warm
yeah,
here. But summer we don't like it. So you're going to Mehrabad, I have to wear a sari. You know, the others wear, you know, churi, what do you call it, salwar, little tight panties, you know, the girls wear, and a shirt on the top, Mani and Meeru. I said, oh, it's nice for you all. You wear these things and you finish dressing so fast. And when you come from there, when you're tired, you just pull it off and put on a hanger and, you know. But my sari had long 6 yards. I have to fold it and fold it. Yeah. After coming here all the time, you have to first fold the sari. You have to. I guess so. It's so disgusting, and to wear it is it's awful business. Yes, you have to wrap it around to make it look so tidy and right. Folds have to be in business. Mm-hmm. So our nurse, very sweet, she wears the sari quickly, and she comes over and helps me with wearing the sari.
So you want May.
He hold his head, open his head that time, and hold his head, ribbon box, and get the best color ribbon, and come and quickly tie the hair at the back and make a pretty bow. So Baba with his brown hair, you know, up to here, and the pretty bow here, and draw nice. And so when he turned around, his sadra is V-shaped, no, his hair open like that, and it doesn't seem to be buttoned. So it falls open here and at the back, and so from the back. Energy, you know, energetic. And so when he went out, we looked at Baba. Baba was so beautiful in the back. He looked like a beautiful young woman. His shoulders here, very fair, and brown hair, this pretty bow. Baba is so like the old woman, still Baba in the back, you know. The feet, the head is so.
A lot of energy.
The hand when he signed, he had expression in his eyes, like, you know, questioning, had expression in his eyes, asking questions, you know, then, and in his eyes you can feel that he's serious, you know, what he's saying also expresses with his eyes, this is what I want to say, very beautiful, expressive eyes, but most beautiful eyes. So I tell Baba, that you have most beautiful eyes in the world, Baba, and I talk to him, and so, Baba's beautiful everywhere, his beautiful love for us, most beautiful, beautiful voice for singing, Avatars are always beautiful, and they're not very tall, Baba was 5'8", Anyway, we enjoyed the dance very much. It was very beautiful. Some of you, the energy, the inspiration. But you have learned in Margaret's school, did you say that?
No, I learned from a man who Margaret taught.
But where did you have to do? We were nasty, we were much younger that time, we did not. not in these late years after being here. We were Nasik and we used to, what do you call it, red skins and plays, we used to do for practice for Baba. When Baba would come from the West, we also wanted to do our share, so when Baba comes, we must entertain him. Otherwise, Baba would be, I'm just fooling.
Yeah.
Baba would be all engrossed in all the time thinking of the West Baba lovers. So we suddenly make him think about us also. This I'm fooling.
I know.
One young Hindu, we call a woman, she, I know Baba went to the West. The second time. And Baba said he'd come back in 15 days. It was 15 days, 20 days, he hadn't returned. So my friend will Baba come back. And then each one tell her that. So this woman, this young woman is a Hindu woman. One of us maybe, she stays separate. But she is Baba lover. So she comes up to me and tells me, you know, Meera, I think Baba has given all his love away to the Westerners. He has forgotten us. And he doesn't seem to be, he's so engrossed there that he's forgotten us and he doesn't seem to love us as he used to or something else, she told me. I said, what rubbish to say like that? Of course not. I said, must be some Baba's reason is work there this time. So no, I think he loves the Western more. That's why he won't, doesn't feel like coming back to India. That way she told me. And so anyway, when Baba came, I told this to Baba and Baba had a hearty laugh. I was much amused. No, Indian. Yes, we did English dance also and Indian dance.
Just alone?
Yes. Well, one thing was that we all said, three, four of us, you know, before the concert starts, one by one, we do a little dance for Baba. So one person had a voice to sing. They sang and a little bit of music, and then this one person who's to dance, and we had a little kind of throne and all that, Baba's seat, and it was good. The Mandi were not there. Baba was alone there with other women, you know, there were other women to be our audience, and here we were all. And so one by one, we did a dance. And but I should tell you more. There was one skit in which I had to, you know, by the time they would change and dress, you know, they had to change for the scene, the dress and all that. So I was to do this little dance. By the time, it gave time for them to dress for the other scene. So I did this dance and somebody sang, and also I sang with that person alone. And then Baba, then the whole skit Baba saw. It was on the funny side, the skit was. You know, Baba always likes it to be amusing. So it was not a small skit, it was a nice big play. And anyway, after the play was over, Baba was very happy and Baba said, very good, I did not expect it to be so good and all that. I liked it very much, it's very good. And tomorrow I'll bring the mandali, this means the men, I'll bring the mandali to see it. Tomorrow also do the skit. I said, why? Are they going to do the skit? Then I thought about myself, I'm not going to dance. So what I did, you know? I cleverly gave up my dress and all that thing to a girl who is, she's not now. I mean, she's not with us anyway, she was a Parsi girl and a woman, she was a young woman, she had two children also. And she was, you know, slim and nice, and she was very, what would you call it, she knew to dance and all that. But she did a little bit overdoing. And how would you say, you overdo something, no? Yes, actions all that. Anyway, I gave her all my clothes, I said, that part when it comes, you must dance, I'm the mandali there, I'm not going to dance. So it was good, I did give it to her, and I wouldn't like me. And anyway, that was one time, and next, another skit, another time, some other time we did a skit was, each one, as I said, one by one came and did a dance and a song, because the songs were pretty, and the gestures and dance was not elaborate dance, you know, it was like gestures, you know, you sing. So my song was very pretty means yes. I chose that song because somehow I wanted. It says, "Kab se khadi," is Hindi. I know Urdu Hindi mix. "Kab se khadi hoon tere dwar bula le." How long I've been standing at your door? The song says that. Why don't you call me in or something? I don't know, I'm waiting for you to call me and like that. You know, it's a very pretty song. And I'm at your doorstep and all that. The rain is falling, you know, my sari is wet. So, you know, very, very graceful moments you must take. But I had this, not sari on, I had this, what do you call, full skirt. And what do you call this, hodhi. You know, hodhi, the girls wear now. A little scarf, a big scarf. But a pretty one, you know, shiny thing on it. So it was, I don't know, it was stuck anyway, it was right on my head. Because on the head it falls off all the time, but it was stuck such a way. So then when I said, and the rain is falling, but that's in its own language, it's very pretty. The rain is falling in my sari, it's all wet, and so I'm bringing it out with a very pretty gesture and all that, you must do it. So it was very nice dance and all that, and so on. And so it said, then the girl says, you know, well, like the others are around me who are, not others, it's, I can't tell you. The song says about the mother-in-law and sister-in-law, so that words come in the song very nicely. In the English, to say it doesn't sound nice, but they have the names. So it says these two always are scolding me and unkind to me and they're that to me. But a point towards Baba that you don't be cross with me ever. And you always be sweet to me, you know, like that. It's a very pretty song. Then I chose that song and I sang it. Baba liked it very much. Then Naja had a very strange song. Naja had a song in which she says, oh, there are many. There are many, many flowers on the trees, and I have made a lovely garland, and I'm waiting for you. Come, let me garland you, and so on. Very, very pretty. So she made like very pretty gestures and all that. I don't know, not just dance anyway. It was nice. Then one thing she said, Gilori was a catty with which you hit the birds.
Oh, yes, a slingshot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that she said, I see you with the catty playing with the birds. Leave off doing that and look towards me. I'm here, you know. Like that, you know, it's a very pretty song. And then, but in the song it's very pretty. To say it in English, the meaning is just there. Then she says, oh, you have eaten pan. You know pan, beetle nut? Ah, and it becomes very beautiful on your mouth, you know, because the pan makes it red. I can see you have eaten pan. But it is not that. It is the repetition of the chorus lines. Everything is very pretty. And with that she dances. It's very nice. It's its own language is nice. But to say it in English doesn't sound much. So that was another song, then there was another person's song, the 2-3 songs, and the gestures, a little bit of graceful moments, and that's how we did that dance. We were not any classical dancers. So that was that. Then English dance also we did, not one by one, these 6 of us come in and we did together some jumping and skipping. I don't know what we did, but there was a record playing and with the music, it looked nice. English dress, we had shorts on. But we had long pink stockings, light pink stockings, and shorts and all that. And there's much, and there was another thing also. In our school, we had done a concert. Like one girl comes on stage, like an Arabian girl, and she's, what a nice thing she said. What did she say? One little happy girl running into you, in comes another, and now there are two happy girls. They may be happy or something, I forgot the words, and here comes another, and now there are three. Something to match with the three, the word, no, I've forgotten it. But so 8 girls are all dressed in Arabian dress. And then they do this dance together. So on the stage, I was taken also soon. In the common school, none of us were chosen for the concert. Means no dark girl. All Europeans always Westerners, all the fair girls, you know, always. And we didn't care because anyway I was very stage shy and no, I didn't care for such a thing and all that. But there were other Eurasian girls who feel like this. So these nuns were all Europeans, you know, English. Some best, I don't Swedish, Irish, whoever they were. Anyway, so yes, they just like their own kind and they just want to watch the fair girls. You know? And naturally, they did well and all that. But what I want to say is this. I never thought about it, but when I left convent school, this was convent school, but when I left the convent school, went to the St. Helena school, there it was nice. St. Helena school was nice. The principal was not a European. She was a Eurasian, you know, means... What would you say? Eurasian means mixed. And she was very nice. She loved Jesus very dearly and she made us all sing chanting on hymns every morning. But she was so clever, wise means the right thing to do. She would tell us girls, which hymn would you like to sing today, girls? So we have this enthusiasm, we would like to this number, and so that number we would choose, and she used to let us sing that number. The next day we would put up a hand, so the majority who had wanted this, and that song, and that hymn was sung. Every morning before starting class, we always gather in the big hall, every girl meeting, all met together to sing this hymn, and she would stand near this dais, and she would sing, and then she would say the sign of the cross. She prayed a little, I think. I don't remember now. But the hymn I remember, very pretty hymns. And the hymns, these hymns come to my mind now when we are with Baba. You know, this hymn is very beautiful. Like, you are our, what do you call it? Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm, like those kind of, this kind of things. And Jesus is the friend of little children, something. I don't remember, just one or two lines. Very pretty hymns we had. That was St. Helena. I like St. Helena, but I forgot to tell you what happened was. So the time came, that end of the year, for concert. And the girls were chosen here. I was chosen also. And so I liked to see this. So there was going to be dance and all that. So one girl had to wear a pink sari, one blue sari. One pink sari, one blue sari. And the ones who had pink sari had to have a little globe, and in it was a little candle burning, it was thick, short candle. And so the pink globe of the light gave pink light in your hand, both hands, pink light, pink sari. Very lovely that dance was. And that dance was done on this, it was for the fun, for the war. What war? First World War it was, I think. After the First World War, maybe for the orphans, I don't know what fun, but all the money had to go to the fund.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
So, just for the fun, so every school had to do any one thing, dance, a skit, anything. So they did it. And our school got the prize.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But what? Oh, it's very nice. Tulsi, it'll clear throat and give you more energy to do more dancing.
In another year, when I come again,
yes,
my dancing is reserved for Meher Bhavani.
In what way you mean?
I mean that all my dancing is Baba's. I only dance
for Baba.
For Baba people and Baba
things. Yes.
I don't want to
Baba dance. Looks through our eyes also, so he's enjoying with us. Isn't it so? Yes. The Baba says, I speak. I'm not silent, I speak. You're speaking and I feel that I'm speaking. Baba's speaking. He's so one with us, he feels.
You saw Baba dance once.
Yes. Just 1 second. One second. Please, 1 second. And it was not in the daytime. It was crack of dawn. And the skylight was far away. And the roof was like this. And Baba was so far away. So that very faint light was on him. But we could see his figure. We could see him clearly. So he, just for a second, he did very beautiful, what do you call it? Postures?
Yeah.
Poses. Not poses. Graceful moments. Graceful moments, and he sang very beautifully, and he saw that we were looking, and he turned around and went away. Just 1 second, or maybe a half a second.
Like Krishna.
Yeah.
When was that?
That was when we came first to Baba. That time nobody was in Melbourne.
He was talking?
Yes, he was talking, he was singing. And 1924.
Right. This is at the post office.
Post office.
Yeah.
So... It was very lovely. Baba sing loudly and beautifully early in the morning. This Baba's voice and song comes back on the ear like that, feel so. Alone in the night thinking and not meditating. Think of Baba and his endearing ways, his sweet, loving ways, all that.
So much care and love he has given us.
When I was even going to the dentist, you know, Baba was with the Mandali, I told some. You know, there are many, many things, but this one thing I can tell you. You know, this is in Guru Prasad, or not here, Guru Prasad. Because I have a lady dentist there, she's very nice. So that time I had to go, I think a molar had to be pulled out, I don't know what was happening. Anyway, I was going, I was very scared. You know, didn't like going to the dentist. I told her, go in. And now I'm ready to let Baba know the car has come, and I was sitting in the car. And that time, Gavir went and told Baba. Baba was with the Mandali, talking to the Mandali. Mm-hmm. Baba's hip is painful, I mean, uncomfortable.
This
painful.
Is in,
yes.
What year?
1959, 60, mm-hmm. That time. We were in Guru Prasad. And then I was in the car. Before starting, Gavir let Baba know that they're leaving because Gavir comes with me. I don't go alone, she comes. So she went and told Baba that Mera is now leaving for the dentist. Yeah, we're going to start now. She's in the car and she told Baba. And Baba said, all right, wait, I'm coming. So Baba stopped his talking and he was with the Mandali. He left the room, he came outside. And on the porch, Baba is still standing so sweetly in white sadra. He came limping. He came slowly limping, but nobody was with him. I mean, no one to hold his hand. He was so sweet. Slowly came and, you know, steps, so he stood like that and he, facing the car. Our car was sideways, I was in the window. Baba said, don't worry at all. I'm with you, yes? Be brave. Don't worry. Remember? Don't worry. Yes, Baba. That's so sweet. But he gave me courage from now that he that shows it. Now, if somebody's going to dentist, all right. You know?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, I can't tell you what. Now, if one is going to dentist, all right, you go to dentist and have done, you know.
So it's not pleasant.
Not pleasant, but Baba had so much...
compassion.
Yes. What do you call it? Care, and that he got it from the Mandali. He came out limping, you know. It was difficult for him to walk, but still he came out on some biggish veranda. It's a long walk like that. He had to turn around and then... this big porch. You haven't seen Guru Prasad old
Guru
Prasad.
Yes, I was there in 69.
You were there in 69. Yes, the Mandali side, the porch is, you have to walk and from that room and in front. And Baba came all alone on Sadra, very slowly. This is so sweet. I still remember Baba. Is what do you call it? What do you call it? I don't know what you call it. In imagination, you see Baba.
Yes.
Yes, standing on the veranda and saying, don't worry, be brave. And I'm with you, yes, together.
This is don't worry.
Don't worry. And be brave. This means be brave. This means brave means your chest, like, strong. Be brave. This Baba always means be brave. This means love. This means love.
When Baba would do like this, what, you know, you'd see, and sometimes he would, people would be coming by, and sometimes he would go like this.
Yes, then suddenly, that's all right. I accept your homage.
Oh, I see.
You and I want something, just like that. Or, you know, a way of saluting back, Baba sometimes did this, or sometimes did this.
That's a common gesture, though.
Yes, it's a loving gesture. It's all right, I accept. We don't know what Baba says in mind, but it is that. You salute back by doing this also. Sometimes like this, or something like this.
No? Is it time for you to go in?
What's the time?
Yeah. 10 to 1.
10 to 1, yes. And there's 10 minutes more.
All right. I don't want to keep you too long.
No, it's okay. So that's how it is.
Humans, you in Cairns, did Baba collect birds then? Was it then that
Baba
got all the birds? Maybe that was...
No, we were in Mehrabad and Baba knew he had to go to the West. And so what Baba did that time, he brought in little birds, you know, one day this bird. But they were, I don't know, how he got them that I don't know. Because down the hill he was and we were on the hill staying. And that time we were alone, as I said, just Mani, myself, Khorshid and Naja and Khorshid's old mother. In the beginning, to come to the ashram was with my mother. Then Baba had given her silence after 1929 silence, to 1952 she kept silence maybe. That is 23 or 24 years, I don't know how much that is. Yes, yes. And she did all the work, household means going to the shop, shopping, everything.
Shopping?
She had, yes, she had a slate and she would write on the slate. She would know to write in Marathi to the Marathi people, Marathi reading people, Hindi and Gujarati. So she, Bab had told her to help at the, my sister because...
Were you and Nadja were among the first?
Yes, Nadja, myself and Kaushal. This little Kaushal.
She was there. Three ladies?
Yes, yeah. With my mother. So sweet, you know, when Baba was there, just talking. You know, he had something fine to say to the men always, the men. And then he would laugh, the sound of laughter, I still remember. He did not laugh out, ha ha, like that. It's very sweet, yes, but he laughed. I mean, the laughing sound he did make. That means when he kept silence, he was not, he was not laughing sound. He held his lips tight and to laugh like that, you're not enjoying your laugh. So that's what I also feel, that even though people told him jokes, but all the time he has to keep guard himself, not sound to escape. It's very difficult. And one for Baba who loved to talk and jest a bit of a funny remark or something. You know, Baba had a way of being naughty. Right? Yes. He was very, how would you say, not playful, but yes, that way, and very cheerful nature, you know. This was a very sweet nature. We didn't know, sometimes I tell Mani that I wish I was many years older than Baba. I would have dropped body before Baba, I know. Mani says, no, this is exactly what Baba wants it to be, and you have to abide by his. So now when we drop our bodies, we are not afraid to die because we know Baba is there to be with us, or be with Baba. Yeah.
When did Baba first let you know that you wanted you to come into his ashram?
No, my mother had wanted to. We were in Pune, and my mother had known about Baba and all that. She had faith in Baba. And so she wanted to, what would you say, stay with Baba, to serve him. Baba said, I'm not staying in Mehrabad alone. I'm not staying in Mehrabad permanently, and I've not opened a woman's ashram. But when I do open a woman's ashram, I will call you first. Like, to my mother, Baba said, I will call you. So he did keep his promise. He telegrammed to my mother in Pune to come as soon as possible with a trunk full of clothes that will last for, a year and a bedding. And so we just locked our house with the bedding and clothes, all the valuables there, the horses and stables. My mother said, we don't tell them anything, we don't do anything about it. Why? Because it would take time. Baba wants us as soon as possible.
Go.
So we just don't think about anything. We just pack our clothes, one trunk full of clothes and one bedding. So we started packing as fast as we could, and we came to Mehrabad. And when we came to Mehrabad, that time Nadja Kaushal was not there. My mother, myself, and Baba's old aunt. She cooked very well. So she and my mother would cook for the mandi. That time there were more mandi. Very beginning. What year that was, I don't know. 1923 beginning must be. Because 1924 we came to Baba. So anyway, we stayed in Mehrabad in two little different separate rooms there. Mandali and Baba stayed separate in their two rooms here. And my mother, this one, my mother, this old aunt. We cooked for Baba and the Mandali together. Same food. I brought in firewood. I would help to do the work. And it was very nice that I was doing something, you know, serving Baba and cleaning the pots and pans and all. And that time, then Baba was in seclusion in this jhopri. Don't you know that little room called jhopri, where the table is?
Yes,
in that room was, when it was built, I did not know. But before we came there, it was already built. And Baba was there for how long, that I never remember. 7 days or how. He was in seclusion and fast. And all. And then our room was like that, and Baba's jhopri was like that. So when Baba also finished his work, you know, he had his door open, but he did not step out. So he would be inside the room. So inside the room this way, the room is dark inside. The light is outside, the sunshine. And we have a bit further. So I couldn't see Baba. And I don't know. It's an old story. What happened was one of the Mandali was told to fill water in our, what do you call it, tub, which had a tap.
Yeah.
And under that I still wash, what do you call them, utensils, cooking things, and all the spoons and knives, whatever it was. Anyway, I had help for the kitchen also with onion and garlic and anything spice. And then I was cleaning this pots and pans outside. And one Mandali who was from Manzil and Neem, his name you may have heard was Nervous. Have you heard the name Nervous? His name was different name. I don't know what different name. Kodadad, what? I don't know. I don't know. It's his own name. I don't know what it was. But Baba had nicknamed him Nervous. Nervous. So always he's called Nervous. So Baba told Nervous to bring water from the well and fill this tank, whatever it is called. And then that water we can use for drinking as well as cooking and washing. And the Nervous, I know there's a rod, what do you call it, bamboo, thick, strong rod. And on it, one side, a big tin box. You know the kerosene tin boxes, they're made handles and they're lifted. Then you can lift 3 to 4 pails of water at one time on your shoulders. So he used to bring from far, from the well, take water, draw the water on his shoulders, he used to bring and pour it in a what do you call it, tub outside, just outside the door. Then he was pouring water and I was washing the vessels and all that. And he loved Baba very dearly. And he would say, you know, you've come to stay with Baba, who Baba is, and how great his status is, and how Sai Baba called him Parvardigar, and Baba that is. And he would tell me about Baba. So I would stop washing and I would listen to him, you know. Now, what did I know? Baba was watching from there, you know.
He was watching from
the Japanese. And I did not know him anyway. All right, then after when Baba was out of the seclusion room, next day Baba came over to our rooms, you know. He was wearing that big company, what do you call it, company coat, sadra, his hair was always, what do you call it, flowing, yes, open on his shoulder, right? And he was, and that side, near the railway line, this beautiful room was. This, I cannot give an idea, nobody can get an idea how lovely that building was. Because it's completely, what do you call it, what is it called, broken down, what is it called?
Demolished now?
Yes, the British had it, what is it called? Pulled down. Yes. So that's another story. But it was not pulled down, it was still there. And always Baba lived in that place, in that room, and used that veranda. Always this side of the main road, means towards the railway line, near the railway line. The spot is still there, but it won't, does not give slightest idea how nice it was. Because the whole thing is just barren with stones lying around. Though Baba sent word to tell the authorities not to have it pulled down. But they would not listen. They said, if you don't do it, we will do it. That can't be, because they would spoil our things, you know. They would do it roughly. They would break the mango tile, they would do this and that. And so, what was I going to say? So you can imagine how much it hurt Baba, even that must have hurt Baba. The Baba's used that place, it was so beautiful. Baba lovers would have used that same room in which Baba lived. And actually, Baba lived in it.
Lived.
When Baba came first to Mehrabad, Baba lived there, he ate there, he sang Kavali songs in that room, I still remember. Then Baba used to have his bath in that room. We had all to be on the veranda and inside the room. And where the veranda is, there are no windows. You have to go around. Vedala had made a drawing inside. So, Vedala. And we had to go to wash our clothes near the well. Where that well is near the, what do you call it?
The road.
Mm-hmm. No, the well near the road, that stone.
Yes.
Where the engine is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to take our bundle of clothes, go there, pull out, wash ourselves, and wash our clothes near the well. Because why bring the water from there? Padri had to bring so much water. So better we go to the well. And it was easy that way. So there were not many people that time. No buses, no motor cars, nothing. The road was just very quiet. With just one farmer's wife or just one or two people going. So it was very, what do you call it? It was very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
go ahead. It's
1 o'clock. Yes. And so, yes. And then Baba, you know, next day came in after the seclusion. You know, I told you I was washing, and this Mandali was telling me about Baba and all that. So Baba had seen from there that he was talking for a long time. So Baba was so naughty. He next day when he came, you know, he talked to my mother and all that about food, that to send the food earlier at 10:45, not at 11, because by the time it reaches there, by the time it's served, it would be up at 7. Some such talk, you know, with the aunt and all that, and I was standing shy and all that, standing far away, listening to what they're saying. And then Baba turned around to me and Baba said, yesterday I saw that Nervous was talking to you. What was he telling you, Baba? What was he talking to you, Baba said? Oh, my, that time I said, Baba saw me from there, and he can see from that room. And so, in my mind, I thought like that. I said, Baba, nothing he told me about you and about his life with Manzil and me, and about you, Baba was telling me. I was, oh, all right. And then Baba didn't mind, Baba. But Baba wanted to see if I was telling the truth. I don't know what reason. Maybe he had wanted an excuse to talk to me. I don't know why. But otherwise, he knew what we were talking about. But still, he wanted to ask. Yes. It was very like that. And then again, Baba started walking across the road, his hair flying like this, and dark coat, his brown hair. It was very lovely. Jai Baba.
Jai
Baba.
Jai
Baba.
This is Sam.
Right here. Yeah. Sam. Wendy.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. He'll like it because he made the guitar himself from just scratch.
So you can make melodies and you
because it'd be nice because he kept telling me about it. This is rosewood. That's what they said, and he kept telling me, "Oh, rosewood, such good wood."
It must be because you like it.
Yeah. So I'll give it.
All right.
I was just improvising. You didn't know?
You see, you didn't know you had such distinguished voices as well.
Just she's like Baba, and Baba was waiting here. I saw Mary far away and said, oh, I saw you.
Behind the clustered wall, we saw you.
What are the prayers? Yeah,
they
look
a
little.
Okay.
Lattice.
I was blind, but now I see.
Do you want me to take the guitar back?
I think so.
But what I was doing, Monty, was I had a dream about Rona.
Wait.
Oh, last night. Where she had come to New York to visit. And she was someplace.
Did you take
a
song
about my mansion in New York? It was like the Frick Museum. It was a house like the Frick Museum in New York, which is this big old mansion in New York. And she was at dinner, and we were all at dinner, and there was much more to the dream, but this is all I remember. We were sitting at dinner, and I was sitting over on the right, she was at the head of the table. And I suddenly looked over, and Rana, it was a funny dream, it's not terribly spiritual or anything, but she was wearing, like, red tartan plaid wool pants, you know,
And I suddenly looked over at her leg right about in here, and I noticed that it was completely worn out, and that was what that... That it, there were these red threads and these dark threads, but the light color was Rano's skin. I said, Rano, your pants are worn out. And I noticed the other leg right here on both legs was worn out. And it was like fringe was connecting the pants, the top bottom of the pants. It was like she was wearing shorts with a thing down here and it's fringe.
Like old ashram days.
And I said, Rano, your pants are worn out. She said, oh, you know, said, I've lived in India so many years. All my clothes are worn out. I don't have any clothes anymore. Everything's worn out. She stood up on the chair and she pointed. And there was